John Pope covered several different beats in more than four decades at the Times-Picayune, but he's of course best known as the city's preeminent writer of obituaries. His subjects have included the city's eccentrics, philanthropists, crime bosses, artists, and everyone in between. A collection of his work, titled Getting Off at Elysian Fields, Obituaries from the New Orleans Times-Picayune, was published in 2015. And today we've got John in the studio to tell us everything about the art of obituary writing. Welcome, John.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let's start more personally. How did you get started writing obituaries?
My editor assigned me to do the obituary of Darwin Finner, as in Merrill Lynch Pierce Finner. And the research was interesting. And then I realized as I got into it, I could really explore the person. Taking my cue from Citizen Kane. What's the one word you remember from Citizen Kane?
Rosebud.
You got it. Whenever I do an obituary, I'm looking for Rosebud. What made this person tick? Marguerite Fox, who was my favorite obit writer at the New York Times, said in Vanessa Gould's documentary Obit that an obituary is only tangentially about death. It's about the celebration of a life well lived. So I'm looking for Rosebud. And I never know what I'm going to find. For instance, Brenda Hatfield was Mayor Nagin's chief administrative officer. A dear friend, her father died. She called me. He'd been a letter carrier for years and years and years, and he knew everyone on his route. They loved him. He loved them. And on we went. And I said, okay, Brenda, what else you got? And she said, well, Pope, in World War II, he was a spy. And I said, cool. And we were off to the races. Turned out he was one of the few African Americans in counterintelligence. He was assigned to pubs along the English Channel, probably where black GIs went to see if word of D-Day was leaking out. And then he was one of the first, if not the first, black members of a presidential security team for one of FDR's trips overseas. The payoff came at the funeral when Brenda told me, people came up to her and her brother and said, you never told us this. She said, you never asked. And my motto has become, if not now, when? And if you don't get these stories down, the stories die with the subject.
Let's maybe turn towards, you know, what's going on right now for you. There's obviously a lot of upheaval at the Times-Picayune. What are you currently doing and what are you going to be doing?
Well, I have been a contributing writer for NOLA.com/The Times-Picayune since September of 2015, which means obituaries, Rex profiles, Loving Cup stories, and other features that I pitch. And when the sale was announced, I was told one of the first things anybody in the Advocate newsroom said was, does this mean we get Pope's obits? Well, yes.
What are some other people who might not be household names, but that, as you said, did good things or led interesting lives, jump out at you?
Mercedes Tucker Stamps, who loved to get musical instruments for black children during the Jim Crow years. And her glory day came at a school when this gorgeous piano was brought in. People are giving you, they're entrusting you with their friends' or relatives' lives. And you want to do a truthful account. We're not doing Lives of the Saints here. For Al Copeland's obituary, you'll recall he had four marriages and three messy divorces. And the comment section under the obituary, someone said, after reading it, you don't put that in an obit. And next comment, Al would have loved it. And so you have to be truthful. When I call certain friends, I'll say, hi, it's Pope. And they say, who died? And I said, no one this time. But it's the life that matters. The death is the reason you're doing it. But the life is what matters here.
That was John Pope talking about the art of obituary writing. Thanks for coming in, John.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.